Good morning. Welcome to Grace Lutheran Church. We're so glad you're here, whether you're here in person, online, or listening on the radio. Today, we are missing Pastor Brad. He has influenza, so we're going to keep Brad in our prayers. But I'd like to welcome you here and share some announcements with you. If you turn to the back page of your bulletin, it lists things going on here at Grace. This week at Grace, today after the service, there is a fellowship, so please feel free to join us for some food, coffee, and fellowship. No, not fellowship.
Not today.
Oh, right. Mother's Day, that's right. So not today, excuse me. Go celebrate your mothers today after church. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers as well. Tuesday, 6 p.m., Grace Council will meet at the chapel. Wednesday, 8 a.m., there is morning Bible study, hopefully with Pastor Brad. Fingers crossed that he will be feeling better by then. 9:15 on Wednesday, then the prayer group will meet afterwards. So if you have any prayers that are needed, there's some cards in the pews. You can fill that out, drop it in the offering plate, and we will have that prayed for you. Wednesday, 6 p.m., is that correct, Amy? Grace Choir will meet in the chapel room. The very last practice, woohoo. If you're interested in choir, I know they have a lot of fun. You can feel free to join them 6 p.m. in the choir room. We'd love to have you. Thursday at 9 a.m., Grace Lutheran Women are going to meet for brunch, Bible study, and a little business. All women are welcomed. And Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m. here at church, Vadim will speak about his journey from Ukraine to the United States, followed by a potluck fellowship meal. Some upcoming opportunities. Our mission of the month this month goes to Mavis Shaleski and her medical expenses. Mavis, who is also my grandma, fair enough, was also recently diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So she's got some of those cancer expenses. And so when you go through for any meals, there will be a basket set out for that. And you can feel free to donate to that. Next Sunday, May 19th, is Pentecost Sunday. So we'll be having our regular 10 a.m. morning worship. And then we will have fellowship following that week, so feel free to come eat. There's always plenty of food. One Foundry announcement. We will not be having Foundry this Wednesday, but we will be meeting next Thursday, May 23rd, for cemetery trimming. Any Foundry members can meet out at the Bagstable Cemetery. Bring your trimmers, your work clothes, gloves, all that safety stuff. We're going to be working to clean up the cemetery with the trimming around the headstones. Any other announcements that didn't make it on the bulletin? All right, so we will turn this morning into our time of worship. We'll have a moment of silence and the ringing of the bell. As we turn our corner into this seventh Sunday of Easter, May 12th, on this blessed Mother's Day, we're going to take a Mother's Day moment and read a Mother's Day prayer. Please join me. Father God, bless all mothers who adopt or give birth to children and who nurture them in the bonds of faith and family love. Give them wisdom, strength, and the knowledge that their service is pleasing to you and precious to those whom they love. Bless the remembrance of those who first taught us the faith. Amen. As a special treat this morning, I'd like to invite all of our Sunday school friends up front. They have some songs that we'd like to share with you all this morning. Come on up, guys and gals.
Thank you. We took a vote on what we wanted to share with you this morning, and I kind of gave them kind of like a top three that we like to sing, and we just couldn't narrow it down to one. So we're going to share one more song, one more favorite that we hope is just resounds through your heart and mind and being. And it's the name of the song is One Thing Remains, and that's that God's love never fails and will never. We'll never run out. So, here we go. Sing higher. One thing.
Thank you so much, Sunday school friends and kids, for that wonderful singing. I know I speak for all the Sunday school teachers and staff when I can say thank you to the kids for an awesome year of Sunday school. We had so much fun with you. Teachers and Sunday school staff, I also want to extend a special thank you to you. We would not have a program without all of the volunteers that come and share their time with all of these kids on Sunday morning, sharing the good news, the gospel of what Jesus has done for all of us and for them. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of our Sunday school staff for their time and their energy with our kids. It is very important. Can we give them a round of applause, please? At this time, I'd like to also bring a wonderful group of high school individuals who are finishing up their high school years, their school years, and graduating this spring. And we'd like to recognize them with some quilt presentations this morning that are made by our GLW quilters. Yes, I will call your name and you can come up to get your quilt. And then, yes. Our first graduate this morning that we'd like to recognize is Miss Ella Bigelow. Spread you guys out. And Miss Brooklyn Christensen. Is she here this morning? Brenna Davis. Trayson Dillon. Also not here with us today is Cami Fouquet. Miss Elsa Grunwald. Emily Hybe. Brock Hassling. Allison Jessen. Eli Milbeck. Julian Norgren. Connor Nelson. Ethan Olson. Amanda Ott. And Mariana Pivastorf. Congratulations. Congratulations to all of our high school seniors this year. I'd like to take a moment to just pray over them and their journey as they go out into this great, big, wonderful world. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of these wonderful individuals as they complete one chapter in their education and move on towards the futures that you have planned for them. Lord, we ask that you would bless them in these quilts that they are receiving today, and just show them your love and help them to know you as they move on forward in life into the things that you have planned. We ask all these things in your name as we pray. Amen. Thank you, seniors. You may sit. You may go sit. We'll now look at our call to worship this morning. We turn to a responsive reading found in the book of Psalm. It's Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord? That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, whatever they do prospers. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment,
nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have chosen us as your own, and by the power of Christ, you protect us from spiritual harm. By your Spirit, grant us joy as we journey through this world, knowing you are with us always. Amen. I'll ask any praise singers who wish to join me up front as we turn to the response hymn titled, Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's hymn number 771 in the blue hymnal, or as seen on the screens.
Thank you. Before we do this confession, I want to explain a little bit about what we're doing in this confession. Do you remember the father who Jesus healed his daughter? And Jesus said, this is by faith this has been accomplished. And the father said, I believe, help my unbelief. We are saying the same thing in this confession. The disciples asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy spirit. And the second is, love thy neighbor as thyself. When we say this creed, we are admitting, just like the Father, I believe, help my unbelief. I am trying to love you with my whole heart, but because I am a creature, I have a hard time. Help me to love you with the whole heart. Help me to love my neighbor as myself. And the last part of this prayer, we talk about walking in your will. And I want to tell you, God sees us as children. We are his children. And when we walk in his ways, we are having fellowship with him. When we have sin in our life, we don't have the fellowship, but we have a forgiveness in a Savior, Jesus Christ. And after we are forgiven, we can go back and stand uprightly in the congregation of heaven with God, with a clean heart. And so with that, with thinking about why we say what we say, let us continue. I think it should be the confession and forgiveness. We'll see if the next one that I was talking about comes up. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, to all desires known, and from whom, I can't see that far away, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's take the Lutheran Book of Worship out on page 56. In there, we will have the confession. Page 56. So that page starts with, and I'm having a brain lockup. Is it there? No? You want me to do that one first? If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There it is. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, and renew us. And walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the good news. We are going to do the Apostles' Creed. And this is another statement that we say. We believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Christian Church,
the
communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning. Our first reading today comes from the book of Acts, the first chapter. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time that the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord. The second reading comes from 1 John chapter 5. "We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Here ends the readings. The prayers of the church. We pray for the children of the church. Guide and bless the children of your church, O Lord, that they may grow in grace and in the knowledge of your word and be kept from all danger. Lord, in your mercy. O faithful God, giver and sustainer of life, we thank you for the rains received and ask for favorable weather to plant our crops, that we may receive the fruits of the earth for our benefit and for your praise. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the persecuted church. We ask your mercy, O Lord, for those who are falsely accused, wrongly imprisoned, and martyred for your name. May they gain release, be restored to life, and inspire us by their sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy.
Thank you, Marty. We are now going to take a little break where you can get to meet your neighbors, say hi to people, and then we will continue our service. Thank you.
Becky to join me, kind of last minute, to sing this song. And I think, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for you, Becky, but this is a song that is obviously for all of you, but especially for those of you who are embarking on new chapters and having times in your life where things, the world might feel a little strange and cold. The name of this song is Love Came Down.
If my heart is overwhelmed and I cannot hear your voice, I hold on to what is true, though I cannot see. If the storms of life, they come, and the road ahead gets steep, I will lift these hands in faith, I will believe. I'll remind myself of all that you've done, and this life I have because of your son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours, I am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I sing out and remind my soul, I am yours, I am forever yours. When my heart is filled with hope, every promise comes my way. When I feel your hands of grace rest upon me, I'm staying desperate for you, God, staying humble at your feet. I will lift these hands in praise, I will believe. And I'll remind myself of all that you've done, and this life I have because of your son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours, I am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I sing out and remind my soul, I am yours, I am forever yours.
Mountain high or valley low,
are there any kids out there that want to meet me over at the corner here? Dacia's coming with fruit snacks. So we have a test this morning. Does anybody know what that is?
A snowman.
A snowman. Oh, let's not look at that. Let's just look at this. Towel. It's a dish towel. Yeah. So the question is, if I take and make this, now it's a different size. Now what is it? Oh, it's still a dish towel? Okay. Well, let's add one more fold and see if we can change this. Now what is it?
A dish towel.
It's still a... You know what? You said the sermon better than I could. She said no matter how you fold it, no matter how you do it, it's still a dish towel. And we are going to learn this morning about the Holy Spirit and the forms that the Holy Spirit comes in, but yet no matter his size, his shape, his fold, he is still the Holy Spirit. And we're going to learn that. Would you hold up the cross? Because of Jesus and what he did on the cross, we are now his children. We're going to learn about the Holy Spirit that we are given as an inheritance as children of God. And we're going to talk about that. So can we pray before you go? We're going to pray that the words that are spoken today are hit the hearts and the ears of the hearing. We ask a special prayer for Pastor Brad as he is sick. Be with us. Thank you for the celebration of seniors. Thank you for the music of the children and the adults. It's been beautiful. Lord, we're doing this to your glory. In Jesus we can pray. Amen. So thank you. And Dacia, where are you at? There you are. Thank you. You guys are so well trained. Thank you for remembering to do that. Yes. This morning, we are going to talk about the Spirit of God, his form, his work, his wonder, and his home. The Spirit of God is not a dish towel, but the Spirit has many shapes, many sizes, many jobs, but in any form, it is the Spirit of God. The sevenfold Spirit of God is a biblical concept that refers to the seven distinct attributes of the Spirit of God. Isaiah 11:2 tells us the seven names of the spirits. The first one is the Spirit of the Lord. We also call that one the Holy Spirit. Most of the time that we refer to the Spirit of God, it is the Holy Spirit. It is actually the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge. The last one is the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. We'll go back to that one. Does God need the Spirit of wisdom? No. Does God need the Spirit of understanding? No. Does God need the Spirit of counsel? No. He's God. Does God need the Spirit of might or knowledge? No. These are for us. These are for us to help us get to know God, the Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that lives within us. The Spirit of the fear of the Lord, that is not hard to explain, but it's hard to comprehend. Now, that's the right verbiage. So as children of God, why do we fear the Lord? Why do you fear your Father on earth? When you were bad, you knew you were going to get a licking. At least I did. And I heard it said one time, as a child of God, the fear of the Lord, my goal is to always make God smile and not make God frown. And what I doing in my everyday, is this going to make God smile or is this going to make God frown? Use that as your guide in your life. The Spirit, where does the Spirit live? Well, let's ask, where does God live first? God lives in heaven. His Son, Jesus Christ, lives there. His Son is going to the Father when we say a prayer, and He is saying, did you hear that prayer? What are you going to do about it? And there are scribes that are writing down all our prayers. Does God hear it? God, of course He hears it. But we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, who is reminding God of our prayers. And the Holy Spirit is living in us, reminding us, is this going to make God smile? Or is this going to make God frown? It is hard for me to see myself as an adopted son of God. I can maybe get my mind around a servant, a slave. I have been bought by the Jesus Christ. I know who my good master is. I can get my mind around that. But for God to call us sons and daughters, that's hard for me to comprehend. But through Christ, that's where we stand. Sons and daughters. Now let's talk about where the Spirit of God lives. The Spirit of God lives in His children. He sees what you see. He hears what you hear. He gets to eat what you get to eat. And He watches what you're watching on TV or on your phone, because He's inside of us. that could be haunting, but it should be a blessing. That's what it is. It's a blessing. We have this Godhead. Now, that to explain that is a little tougher. The Godhead. God the Father, God the Son. Jesus was 100% man, 100% God. No, I can't explain it, but I believe it. The Holy Spirit, the third head of God, living inside of us, it should change how we live, and that's what his goal is. We're going to move on to the gifts of the Spirit, and I would have thought that salvation would be the number one gift of the Spirit. But do you remember what Christ asked his disciples? Who do people say that I am? And they said, well, some think you're John the Baptist, some think you're Elijah come back. And Peter said, you are the Messiah, you are the Christ, you are the Son of God. And Jesus told him, you didn't come up with this thought on your own. God put that in your head and in your heart. It is God, the Father, that calls people to his Son, Jesus Christ. It is God that called us to believe in the forgiveness of sins through his Son. So God is the one that calls people to Christ. It is Christ that takes our sins and forgives us. In 1 Corinthians 12, for anybody that wants to write that down, we're going to look at the gifts of the Spirit. Now, some of these were his attributes, and you'll hear that, like one of his gifts is wisdom. Well, remember, we heard he was, and this knowledge. Here's a different one, faith. Faith comes from hearing, but faith is what we believe in ourselves. Faith is to believe that my sins are forgiven, that Jesus paid it all, and I'm bound for heaven. That's faith. Healing. We pray for healings almost every Sunday. We prayed for Pastor Brad today. Powers. Prophecy. Distinguishing between the spirits. The scriptures tells us to test the spirits. And we know when it's a good spirit, when that spirit points to Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. That's the distinguishing of the spirits. You can tell if it's a good or bad spirit by who it points to. If it points away from Christ, that's not a good spirit. If it points to Christ, that's a good spirit. Speaking in tongues and in the interpretation of tongues. The question is, how do we know what's a good spirit? We've said it. If that spirit points to Christ. We as children of God, we don't get to help with the gifts of the Spirit. That's a God thing and a Spirit thing. He will bestow his gifts in how and who he chooses to send them. But the Spirit also does fruits. The fruits of the Spirit. Well, I'm a farmer and a gardener, and I've raised some trees, and I know that I get to help when it comes to raising fruit. Do I get to help the Holy Spirit raise fruit? Absolutely. Unlike the gifts of the Spirit. That's God's gift. But the fruit, we can be helpers. In the garden, what do we do to help grow the fruit? One, we keep the weeds away. We keep the weeds killed off. And that spiritually is keep sinful things out of our lives. Well, I add fertilizer. What is spiritual fertilizer? The Word of God. Read the Word of God. That will feed that fruit. I noticed I staked an apple tree because it was leaning. As it was growing, it was leaning. So I staked it, put a couple wires on it to keep it straight. That's what we can do with the body of Christ. When someone is leaning or falling, we as a group can get together and hold them up. We are helping that person be fruitful. We have read and heard, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. We have heard that. I've heard it when someone has been a reader. I have heard these two passages many times. And I want to spend a little time on what grieves the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, 13 through 16. What grieves the Holy Spirit is walking in the flesh. So let me read this. This is verse 13 of chapter 5 of Galatians. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Here, I'm just going to read. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord. There are more, but we're not going to focus on them. We're going to focus on the gifts of the Spirit. No, the fruit of the Spirit. We talked about the gifts. The fruit of the Spirit. Love. The greatest of all the virtues. The power that moves us to respond to someone's need with no expectation of reward. Joy. An inward hope and exuberance in spite of outward circumstances. Joy difference from happiness, which relies on favorable circumstances. Peace, both supernatural calm and chaos, and the ability to bring harmony to divided factions. Forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are fruits of the Spirit. And we help water those fruits. What about, we have also heard, do not quench the Spirit. What is that? What is that? At Pentecost, we heard it next Sunday is Pentecost. Acts 2. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. We have all heard the expression throwing cold water on a situation. What would we do? when the Spirit is trying to move things and we throw cold water on it. Instead of throwing cold water, bring wood. Think of a candle. It's pretty easy to snuff that fire out with the pinch of two fingers. But what if you bring paper to that fire and then use that lit paper to put under a few pieces of small wood, get the wood going, now bring bigger pieces of wood. I'll tell you, when that fire gets going, you don't pinch it out. And that's how the Holy Spirit is. Bring wood when the Holy Spirit is working and moving. Make a fire. Whatever the Spirit is doing, don't snuff it out. Yes, we are in bondage to sin, but don't let it guide you. Let the Spirit of God guide you. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself, and try. Try and be good. Can we try? If you try and succeed, you will have fellowship with God. If you try and fail, sin, run to Jesus for forgiveness, and then return to the fellowship. Amen.
Now we'll have the prayers of healing, protection, help. We'll just begin this morning with a prayer that fits Greg's message so great this morning. Let us pray. O Lord our God, you have commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and you have again brought to us your house of prayer to praise your goodness and ask for your gifts. Accept now in your endless mercy the sacrifice of our worship and thanksgiving, and grant us those requests that will be wholesome for us. Make us to be children of the light and of the day, and as heirs of your everlasting inheritance. Remember, O Lord, according to the multitude of your mercies, your whole church, all who join with us in prayer, all our sisters and brothers, wherever they may be in your vast kingdom, who stand in need of your help and comfort. Pour out upon them the riches of your mercy, so that we, redeemed in soul and body and steadfast in faith, may ever praise your wonderful and holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us pray again. First of all, let us pray for our Pastor Brad, that he may recover quickly and return to our wonderful church at Grace here. And I pray for those who have birthdays this coming week, and anyone who is in strife of sickness in their lives. And Lord, just be with each and every one of us as we enter into our next week. Be with us in our daily journeys, Lord. Comfort each other. Encourage one another in God's word. So Lord, as each one of us have something on our mind, let's take a moment here in silence to reflect your wishes to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, let's conclude with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
As our time together this morning draws to a close, I'd like to invite you to stand as you're able and join in singing together New Doxology.
Oh,
And now that the peace of God that passes all understanding, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.